The project of Hanan, and it's going to be about Moshe Tzipora because we brought it up last time briefly, and then on Shabbos morning people were kind of interested in that. And I made it clear I knew nothing at all, so I still know nothing at all. And the question about what how Tzipora fits into Moshe's life, it's not an easy one. I will not reach any conclusions. I'm not going to judge it, but and we're all going to look at various midrashim about that, how Midrash looks at her. So I said, if you want a more shop-based approach, then you have to come back next week.
I grew up with that name, Tzipora, because I didn't have a Hebrew name. My name was Fega.
There you go. Okay. Oh, so
And
they called
when
you
I went
Tzipora?
to my modern Orthodox school, they were into Hebrew. They didn't like Yiddish. It was a long time ago. So they told me my name was Tzipora, first grade.
Okay. A little bird. I guess a figle means
A little bird, just a bird.
a bird. Okay, the figle, a figula bird.
Fagel,
Figula is
Fagel,
a little bird, right?
Fagel, Fagel, yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at this week's parasha. So Moshe is retelling the whole history and goes into Mamre Har Sinai. This first one. And Avrima Ela And Hashem told you all these things from the fire, the smoke, the clouds, asaf, an unceasing great voice. God wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. And then he comes, right? And then we have the whole story of the actual Aseret Dibrot. And then Bnei Yisrael say, we can't deal with this experience. Moshe, you talk to them. Moshe talked to Hashem, rather, and you'll tell us what God says. And Hashem says, that's fine. This is Hashem's word. Lechem or lehem, go tell them. Go tell the people. Shuvu lechem lecholechem. You all go back to your tents. Vata po amodi madi, and you stay here with me. Vadabrai lechad called the mitzvah, v'chukim them, and I will teach you all the laws that you should teach them. Vasuva aris lehem, they'll do it in the land that they're going to inherit. And yet this contrast between go back to your tents. Not here.
That, is
No.
that an anagram for Elohechem?
Ohalechem,
Ahal lechem.
your tents.
Elo,
It would be
elo.
right. It is an anagram. Yes, it would switch to
Yeah.
two letters around. Yes,
Yeah.
that's significant at the end of Shmuel.
Oh, really?
When Sheva ben Bichri says to Bnei Yisrael, La luchu la ohalechem, and the Gemara says that's Elohechem, and this is the beginning of the split in the kingdom. And he says he was really telling them to abandon David and David's God. But that's, I don't think that's implied here in any way.
Except for Moshe, it's the opposite. He has
Right.
to go
Well,
back to his God, not his
right.
own.
Oh, yes. And that's very significant. I mean, that's very striking, right? Bnei Israel, you go back to your tents and you stay, and Moshe, you stay here. In the Mefarshim Pshat, Tigrana, that's at the Pshat level, that just stands out, not Midrashically. So this is the
Yeah.
Emek Devar. Okay, Shvu lo hachem lo and like your human mortal lives, bnei Adam, and normal human pastimes, Keteva, your human nature. You've had this massive experience, now you're going to go back home to your life, your regular life. Bata amodi madi, you stay with me. Remember
Yeah,
being
yeah.
it Perushi, the pashtut
Yeah.
hagashmiut, right? You're going to remove all the gashmiut, the physical nature there, right? Moshe, you are now holier. That's clearly what he's saying. So Gemara says that specifically, this his pashtut gashmiut. What is he giving up by staying with God? He's saying, well, he's going to stay in the state that the rest of Bnei Israel were when they were preparing for Mamre Har Sinai. All Bnei Israel were at this Hitpashtut for 3 days. Then they have the Mamre Har Sinai, then they go back to their tents. What was that preparation? Then Moshe, Lech, this is before Mamre Har Sinai. This is Hashem tells Moshe, go to the people of Yigashem HaYom and you need to sanctify yourselves for 2 days, today and tomorrow. Simotam, and wash your clothing. And you need to be ready for that third day. Keep on the third day, God will come in the in the sight of all the people down on Har Sinai. And then Moshe tells them, you need to be ready for these 3 days. I'll teach you El Yisha. That's number one. No more, do not come close to women. And this is symmetric, the women as well. There's just no marital relations for this
like
time.
Football trainers, football players in training, they say, right?
They tell,
No
I don't
fit.
know. I've never been trained for football. You can't
Yeah,
go near your
that's.
girlfriend for 3 days before the
Yeah,
game?
yeah.
Could be. Okay. There's a good marshal there. The things that when Moshe, when he hears Hashem say, Amodi Madi, he took that as his new permanent status. Al Tikshu Al Yisha. This is Gemara and Shabbos. Moshe did three things from his own.
This we had last week, right?
Right. So this is right. This is a connection to last week, right? Hashem agreed with him after Moshe said that. And the three things were Hosif Yom Echad Midah. So an extra day wasn't just on the third day, but it was 3 days. Then the day after, they were going to get the Torah. Uperush Mina Isha. And he separated from his wife. Vishibriat Luchot. And we quoted this Perush Menisha, Madarish. What did he think? What drush did he make?
Right, those were different things.
Well, we
That's
also had the
different.
one about my focus last time was on Sichon later. These are three
Right.
things relevant to Mamad Har Sinai.
Oh, so there are more than three. Okay.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Okay. But today we're going to look at this Perush Mina Isha. What did he do? What did that mean? Madarish, what did he say? Nasa kalvachomer batzma. He basically said a kalvachomer, argument for fortiori. Amar ma Yisrael shlo dibra shechina imam el shachat. And by Bnei Yisrael, where Hashem only spoke to them for a moment, kavel heaven's mind, and they knew exactly when it was going to happen. Amar Torah heinachim shoshe imim al tikshu el yisha. Right, no marital relations for that time. Ani shekol shav v'shah shechina mederet imi. Me, when God talks to me all the time. I can't predict it. There's no set time. So much more so.
But kalvachomer.
That's a right. So therefore, I can only have relations with my wife. How do we know that Hashem agreed with this? You know, again, this is Moshe decided this. That's the way we're reading this. And Hashem said, fine. We'll see Batrei and sees afterwards, Atapo Imam Madi, our pasuk here. And Hashem says, so basically we're reading this as being, Hashem says after the fact, you know, Moshe goes and says, the people want me to talk to you. And Moshe says, and I think that means I cannot have any more relations with my wife anymore. And we're reading this as Hashem agreeing, fine, Atapo Imam Madi, you stay with me. Mita Amri, and there's those who say it's clear that Hashem agreed when Hashem says Pe el Pe daber bo, I speak to him literally mouth to mouth, and that's a reference to the to Miriam's complaint about her brother. Right, when it, we know that's end of Eba Lotcha, right? That we're connecting this Atapo imo Atapo amod imadi, you stay with me. Is the conclusion about Perush Mina Isha, separated from his wife. And I have to look at that story in Baalot about Miriam. It says, Daber Miriam Ba'aron B'Moshe, and Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, Aladona Isha Kushita Shalakach, about the Kushit women that she took, Kishja Kushit Lakach, and that's very ambiguous what exactly it's talking about. But the complaint is clearly about his nevuah by Yom Ru, and they said Harach Ach Moshe Dibir Hashem. What did God only talk to Moshe? Well, God there, right? God talks to us too. Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem heard it. Vayir Hashem Ba'anan, and Hashem appears. Vayamud Petach Ohel, and the Anan comes down in the entrance Mishkan. Vaykra Aaron Miriam Vaytzu Shnehem, and it calls to Aaron Miriam, and they go out. Vayomer, Hashem says to them, Shemu Nedivarai, listen to me, now. If you have nevuah, it's in a vision. I speak in a dream.
And even now he's speaking in a dream.
Right. That's the thing. This is at a different level than Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, I mean when he's telling them that he speaks to them in a dream, That's in a dream.
That must be in the same way, right? That this is how
Right.
they are getting the
Right.
same
Although it
vision.
feels pretty direct, you know.
Yes. Right. So
But
they, I
it's
mean,
not.
we have no
It's
idea what that
in
means,
a
what
dream.
directly talking to God, but the idea of Lokena di Moshe, Moshe is different. Will be to Neman, who is the most loyal of my house. Pe'el pe'a darebo. I speak to mouth to mouth, umare. And it's a vision, not in riddles, which mouth Hashem yabid. He sees the appearance of God. Whatever that
Wow.
means. The higher, it's clearly a higher level than whatever an Aaron and Moshe, Aaron and Miriam are going to experience, but any other Navi experience. Moshe, so why are we not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? Rashi reads this, pe'el pe'a daber bo, that mouth to mouth. This was Amarti lo lefrosh min isha. I told him, you should separate from your wife. So your complaint about the isha was your complaint about the way Moshe is treating his wife. And they say, well, we're also Nevi'im and we're not perish min isha. Says, no, Moshe is different. And when did I tell him that? B'Sinai, again, this is referring back to our pasuk. It says, you go back to your tents, and Moshe, you stay with me.
This
Moshe is
speaks a
different.
little bit against the previous idea that it was Moshe's idea.
Yes, it is. Right.
A
Rashi, right. So
little bit.
Rashi is paraphrasing here. But yes, Rashi here is almost saying that Hashem told him that.
Right.
But we are left with this conclusion of, so did Hashem tell him to do this? Did Moshe decide that Hashem is schema yado? These are things that
Right.
need to be pieced together. Not
Right.
clear. But at least we're assuming that what Miriam is complaining about was about Pirish, that about Moshe and his relationship with his wife. That's Miriam clearly is one that's feminine, right? Miriam is one who says the
And
thing
we
to Aaron.
understand that Kushit is Tzipora or a second
Right. So
wife.
midrashically, we're saying this as Tzipora.
Okay.
Okay. Again, there are lots of ways to understand it. We're focusing on this one because that's really looking at through the eyes of the Midrash. That's talking about that Miriam is complaining about Moshe's relationship with Tzipora, his wife, not another one.
This
So
doesn't feel
Sif.
that way. It feels more like that he took a second wife. They didn't like
I
that
agree. You can
idea.
argue that, but you don't see that
All
anywhere
right,
else.
that's
So
okay.
that's
Yeah.
why I start out by saying that we're going to look at this through these particular midrashim.
Okay.
And if you don't like it, you can come back next
Oh,
week.
that's all
I
right.
mean,
Good.
I've got to focus on something. But right, but this is consistent with a what Rashi reads it this way. You're going to read an article this way. Your kids are going to come back telling the story when they come from school. This is the way we read the story.
Isha HaKushit is Tzipora,
Tzipora.
even though she was a Midianite.
Right. And that has
Okay.
its own discussion of why to call it what does kushit mean in this
Okay,
context,
I can go with that.
but
She
later.
was dark-skinned, a dark-skinned Midianite.
Okay. So the Sifrei has an interesting approach to this. It doesn't say why Moshe separated from his wife, but this is it. Minayin haita Miriam yodat shepirish Moshe bepriya revia. How do
Good
we know? How
question.
did right? How did Miriam know this? Right? She's complaining to Aaron, saying, our brother Moshe is doing this terrible thing to Tzipora. Pirish mepriya revia. Ela shirata Tzipora she'ena mitkeshetet b'tachshitei nashim.
Oh.
She saw Tzipora wasn't wearing her wedding band.
Oh, I thought it wasn't dressing up to attract her husband.
Okay, I could be. I'm reading this as, but she was.
You
What was
know,
it?
she stopped putting on makeup and jewelry and.
That's probably more accurate to what the implication of that is. But let me look over here.
Because they were
I
still
forget the
married.
word. Acharala. Why did it translate Acharala? Yeah, they were still married, right? Assuming that. Acharala. I'm trying with this word Acharala here. Place the
What are you looking up?
Here's the frame. Oh, it says Acharah La. It's translated as she asked after about her. This means here. I'm trying to figure the root of this word Acharah. It means asked her.
Oh.
I mean, Miriam asks Tzipora, seeing this change, Malach, she'en at mitkashesh b'tachshishei nashim. Why are you not wearing your jewelry? Amrallah, so Tzipora says back, badavar. Your brother's not doesn't care about that sort of thing. Very ambiguous answer. But Lakakia da Miriam. Miriam immediately figured out that what was going on. She had the intuition there. Amlacheha, so that's what she said, that clearly there's something going on with Moshe and Tzipora, which Shneim Dibro, so they were talking about him. That's the story. That's the Sifrei in Bamidbar. But there are other agadot that connect it back to the previous paragraph, right before the story of Miriam. Previous paragraph is the appointment of the 70 elders who get Nevuah. Moshe complains, I can't do this myself. So Hashem says, select 70 of the elders and Batsalta. And then by same Moshe, and so Moshe goes and tells the people this. Again, this is right before Miriam's comment. And Moshe gathers 70 elders, and they stand around the Mishkan. And the cloud of glory comes down by the very love and speaks with Moshe. And he takes from next to Moshe. The spirit of him, by Ish, and they get a little piece of Moshe's Nevuah. Ruach, and as the spirit rests on them, by Nabu, they prophesied below the Safu, they didn't stop. So that's the story of the 70 elders. They get a little bit of Nevuah there, feeling what Moshe was going through. And this Midrash HaGadah. When those 70 elders were prophesying, and people were saying, Hanashim, these people, these 70 men, Ashrei imotehem shel, happy are the mothers that their sons, they should shepnach as their sons are going to be Nevi'im. Tzipora was there.
Anashim, those aren't the 70. Those are
I'm
the
trying. Do you think,
people.
where do you think that do you think is a comma there? Do you think Hanashim is part of what they said? Or
No,
Hashem is the
I think
people would say
it's,
about them?
yeah,
Okay.
the people around them would
They
say,
would
oh,
say,
look how nice.
okay, I'll go with that.
Although it's a funny word to use, like for B'nai Yisrael in general.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not sure, but I don't think it changes the underlying meaning.
No, okay.
Sorry, let me go this. Second.
The mothers are shepping nachas.
Right. Well, the people are saying that their mothers should shep nachas, right?
Yeah.
That your kids, your children. I mean, there's a Canaan. I don't know if their literally mothers are still there, but that means a Canaan doesn't mean literally people. But you shep nachas. Okay. But I touched Sham Tzipora. Tzipora was there. As everyone's talking about them, v'tchila onal lahem, and then she answered them, "Ashrei imotehem, their mothers may be happy, aval oy l'neshotehem, but oy for their
Oh.
poor wives." I'm gonna see some punctuation here. I should see v'tchila onal lahem.
This is cute, how men imagine women talking to each other. How the sages imagine girl talk.
Oil and shame that maybe for the women, their wives. I have some Miriam. So Miriam was there too, but I'm not Sipora. And she asked Sipora, Lama Adamer Kacha, what do you mean, oil for their wives? The wives should shep nachas too? Amrallah. Lama Adamer Kacha. Amrallah, Tzipora, as Tzipora says, "V'fisha kibo Moshe achicha to Torah." Because when your brother Moshe, my husband, got the Torah, he's kach dibur, and he was now designated to speak with God. To speak with God, pirush mimeni, he separated from me. Our relationship was over. Miyam Miriam Higida La'aron, which is why the next story is Miriam tells Aaron, particularly the Be'er Shnehem but Moshe, they talked about Moshe, and what were they talking about? What were they talking about? Ador Aisha Kushit. This Isha problem. That the Midrashic pun is she Isha Gushit Lakach. He took a gush, a physical woman, a person, Richaka, and he's isolating her. That Moshe is not acknowledging that she is an Isha Gushit, that she's a real person, a physical person. So that's the pun on Kushit here, midrashically. Richaka. And he's distancing himself from her. That's just not right.
Okay, that's cute.
Okay. That's a that's
I
a
mean,
that,
but then they get it from the smichut of the parshiot.
Parshiot, right. The Tosfot looks at all this parts, puts it all together. He's looking at the when the Gemara says that Moshe did this midato, though we don't see any indication of midato. Okay, so it says Vatapo right, where Hashem Yadav. Bim Tomar, says Tosfot. If you're going to say, Minalan de Pirish Moshe midato, how do you know that this Pirish Min Isha was his own decision? Quote him first, Vishuv and Hashem agreed afterwards. Shem maybe God commanded him. Atapoi Madi was the original commandment. Now like, you're holy now, you can't have any of these physical relations. All right. The approach. Maybe God commanded him. The Tirat Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam answers. Imita the Machmat Tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pirush, that if it was God's commandment, Lomidato, and not his own opinion, Echaya Me'arer Aaron Miriam, then what were Aaron Miriam complaining about? How could they complain about Moshe if God told them to do that?
Good
Right? You
point.
see, by the Debar Miriam Aaron, we have the story about Aaron Miriam Aaron, which is where we start out with the idea of a Pirush Min Isha, Isha, Kushi, etc. Certainly, this idea that Moshe just had no relationship with her, that was his idea. Even though, even though Hashem agreed with Moshe that that was an acceptable interpretation, still they complained about him. That if he hadn't said that, Hashem wouldn't have agreed, wouldn't have demanded. That Hashem allows you to go in the direction that you want to go in. It wasn't wrong, but this was Moshe's idea, and Hashem said, fine. That's what they're complaining. Like, why did you even start to do this? Because obviously, other Nevi'im, Aaron Miriam, Hashem didn't command that. That's his understanding. That's the idea that midata comes from the fact they were complaining. Umi, still, Kasha, it's still hard to understand it. The Machshavah b'Midrash, zman gadol shepirush. It appears that they didn't know for a long time until after the story with the Canaan, right? Pachbalocha, that he was pirush, even though this pirush min Isha was back in Mamre HaSinai.
Until when? Until the 70 people were
Right,
appointed?
which was the second
Oh.
year, right? Which was
Oh, wasn't right
as
into it.
right. So the Mamre HaSinai, then there's a year of building the Mishkan, then they start going.
And then
And
Yitro shows up.
then they're complaining on the way and they want the meat, and et cetera. So it's more than a year later. And this is when Gabe Eldad of Medad was the Nevi, these 70 elders in Nevi'im, Chayu Midabim, Shamra Miriam. That Miriam said, "Ashrei Nishotehem Shel Elu." That there's another version of the Midrash where Miriam said, "Happy are their wives because they are now great Nevi'im." Shenitmanu Balei Parnasin Al Sibor. So he's on Nevi'im that their husbands are now leaders of the community. Amar Sipora Oylehem Nishotehem Shel Elu, and then Sipora tells Miriam that's not so great. Shemiyom Shechina Im Achicha. Yeah, from the day that the Shekhinah spent time was one with your brother, perish many separated from me. And miyad v'taber miyam v'arum Moshe. That was our story here. Mashmash lo yadu kodem. clear that they had no idea what was going on beforehand. And wait, what didn't they know this what just happened to me? Moshe told them about the nevuah of v'chulachem olechem v'atapo imod imadi. So he says that what didn't they know that Moshe had that sex status? Why are they complaining? Rabbeinu Yotam v'vada yadu. They knew that this had happened, that Moshe was at this level and he had separated from his wife because he was always talking to God. Aval haysovrim shapirish al pi adibor. But their assumption was that this was God's command. Adcha amralhem tipora, until tipora makes this comment. But Sipora clearly knew that this was Mir Shemidato, Shemidato perish. So that Miriam doesn't find out that the reason why was because that was Moshe's decision that this is what he had to do. And Hashem was teaching him about that.
Good, nice. It all fits nice.
Right. So we're looking at this. So what does it mean? That Hashem doesn't require, in other words, Hashem did not require Moshe to separate from his wife. Right? This is Moshe deciding that this is what he needed to do. So this is Pnei Yeshua, a 19th century commentary on the Gemara. It's that Moshe asma Shapir Haya, that Moshe himself certainly could, he could have lipo.
What's that Shapir doing there?
Shapir. That's a Gemara. Shapir literally means to be beautiful, like Shifra.
Right.
But in the Gemara, it means it's referring to an opinion. It's referring to a halakhic opinion. That's right.
Oh.
In the sense that he certainly would have been right to do the following. Shapir haya yachol. It would have been beautiful in intellectual sense. It would be a great decision. With Bol, the Korov. He could have gone to the mikveh after being Bal Kori. Relations with his wife, goes to the mikveh. That's fine. Kevan de maskirin le'el, because we know the halacha is, this is the Gemara says, Natina Torah tzvulayom, that the Torah was given to those who went to the mikveh that day. You didn't need to wait, right? You could just go to the mikveh, now you're tar, now you can go get the Torah. Rani nami dechol adatov shel Moshe hayu b'hashkama, and that Moshe would go up to Har Sinai in the morning, and then come with a layla, l'divra karsh baruch kumo. He didn't talk to Hashem at night. There was no reason to be perish min Isha.
Oh.
Right?
Because he would come home every day from work.
He would come home every night and you'd go to the mikvah in the morning or later at night, whenever you would do it. And then you could talk to God. That's fine. Like directly. So you could have gone to the mikvah that night after whatever relationship he had. And that'd be fine. Right, because we have this idea that we see that Moshe literally goes to the office in the morning, comes back home at night. This is after Matan Torah, right? This is when Hayat could say Moshe, Moshe would go out to the Ol Moed, Yakumo Kol Ha'am, and Benitzvu Petach Ohalo, and everyone would go out and watch him go. They would all stand in the entrance of their own tents, Yibita Rechre Moshe, Adbo Ohola, and they would watch Moshe as he would go out to the Ol Moed. Yakubo Moshe Ola, Yireda Muranan, Vamad Petach Ohel. The pillar of cloud would come to the entrance of the Ol Moed, the Berim Moshe, and talk to Moshe. Ra'akol Am at the Amud Hanan, or maybe Petach Ohel, the people would see this Amud Hanan.
So this is not Sinai, this is every day, the Ohel Moed.
Yeah, right. This is after Marasi. This is after the breaking of the Luchot, right? This is before they actually build the Mishkan. This is the proto Ol Moed. But still, he would go there, and they would see that, and they would all bow down. Ish petach olo, diber Hashem Moshe panim al panim, and Hashem would talk to Moshe face to face. Kashay diber ish al rehu, get this high level. B'shalom achanan, then Moshe would go back to the camp afterwards, and he would go back this morning. And then Moshe to Yeshua ben Nun, Na'ar, and his servant Yeshua, who was a Na'ar, who was single at this point, lo yimush b'tocha ohel, Yeshua would stay there. That's what Yeshua was doing. Moshe would go home every night. We don't have any inherent reason why should we pierce Mina Isha.
Right.
Because he could have gone to the mikvah. That would have been fine. So Moshe Midato, right, makes this Kavachomer. This way the Art Scroll Talmud puts it there. That Moses, however, decided on his own to abstain from marital relations. So he'd be fit to receive divine communications at all times. He did not want to delay such communication, even the short time it would take until he immersed himself. That's Moshe.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a good Kal V'chomer.
It's a couple. I'm saying it's it. But what does it do to his wife, though?
Well, who cares about her?
Well,
Miriam did. Miriam
yeah.
cared.
That's so. That's kind of the difficult part. It's like he's married to her. It's like, what do we do with that? And so
Yeah.
I'm actually reading. Have you read Breath When Breath Comes Air? It's
No.
about a neurosurgeon who discovers he has cancer. It's a story of him basically dealing with death. But he starts out being an obnoxious neurosurgeon. Okay, really arrogant. But this is that it's Moshe is one of the, it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu who ends up in this Pirush Mina Isha. That is true of any high pressure occupation. So this is what he puts it about being a neurosurgeon. Neurosurgical training among all the most rigorous and demanding of all medical specialties had surely put a strain on our marriage. There were so many nights I'd come home late from work after Lucy had gone to bed, collapsed on the living room floor exhausted. Many mornings we left for work in the early dark before she'd awoken. And then she's saying that, okay, we need some time apart. It was just residency I could make it, she said. We made it this far. The problem, what if it's not just residency? Do you think things would be better when you're an academic neurosurgery attending? This is going to go on. They don't split up because he gets cancer and he's dying. So, but clearly, that just being a neurosurgeon, that's a distress. And residency is very hard, okay? But I think the part of the difference here is that Dr. Kalanithi didn't realize what a toll his occupation was taking on his wife, right? This was a surprise to him. He thought things were going to be great. His wife had told him that. Moshe realized it and told Tzipora this was going to happen. Right, Moshe,
When?
that clearly Tzipora knew that Shapirosh Mimeno Mitchil. I was when you read that, Amrlahem Tzipora Shemidato Pirosh Mimeno. That Moshe had obviously told Tzipora that this, I am going to do this.
Where do we learn that from? Or intuit it
Because
from?
Tzipora tells Miriam that Moshe was Pirush Midato, that it wasn't God commanding it.
Oh,
If Tzipora tells Miriam that Moshe did it Midato, then obviously
yeah.
Moshe must have told him that this was me.
Oh, I see. Oh, so this could be the scenario when he told her, right? I mean, how he told her,
Well,
why
I
he told her.
assume he told her that, okay, that we know this. Yeah, I am now at this other level. I just came down from 40 years on
Yeah.
Har Sinai.
Yeah.
So was Moshe right? We don't know. Okay. Now that we said that Hashem didn't require it, Moshe did Midato. We don't have any judgment in the Torah whether right or wrong. It tells us that that Miriam was wrong to say Lashon Hara. Doesn't say that our complaint was wrong.
But the fact that Hashem is Kimito, doesn't that indicate that was a good decision or just
Well, it was an
that's
acceptable
what
decision,
you
right?
want
That's
to
what, remember
do?
what Tosfot said.
Right. Yeah.
Right, that's what that same that quote is applied to Bilam when he goes. After Hashem says not to,
Oh.
right? Hashem
Yeah.
isn't going to necessarily
Yeah, you
stop
could
it.
apply it to Paro. You could a lot of
A lot
things.
of things, right? That's always true, right? That Hashem will continue there.
Okay.
I'm gonna finish this by looking back at Tzipora Moshe's relationship and say that Tzipora really knew what she was getting into. And she stayed with Moshe, knowing this was what Moshe was all about.
From when on, not from the beginning.
From the beginning, yes. That's
Oh,
we're gonna go back.
beginning.
We're gonna go back here a little bit.
Okay.
Some of the argument, okay? And I have to quote Marion Pearson. I don't know if it's really relevant, but it's a great quote. Behind every successful man, there stands a surprised woman. We're going to go back to the
Funny.
beginning of my.
That's very funny.
Yeah, evidently she was the First Lady of Canada in the 50s, but Emily had a biting wit. But that's a good quote. Okay. Go ahead and pull that on Jack if you want.
Yeah, that's very funny.
So we're going to go back to when they get married.
Very funny. I mean, it's yeah, not just funny. It's like you see people you live with that they don't look so. You see all their foibles. Like, why is he so? He's okay. I like it. Go on.
Okay. So we're gonna go back to the beginning, right? Moshe runs away from Paro. He's hanging out by the well in Midian, and it says, "Vayol Moshe l'shevet Ish," and Moshe decides to stay with the man with Yitro. Moshe. And Yitro gives his daughter Zipporah to Moshe.
What's that word, Vayoel?
Yoel, that's a good question. There have been many shirim on that. We're going to translate as decided, opted to.
Okay.
That's relevant to
Wait, it
Parshat Devarim as well.
there's a close word to that, like what's the
Not
it'll
sure.
lead to you. Like what's the good byproduct of something, Yoel? Like what does it benefit you? No?
Ho'il, right. Ma ho'il.
Ho'il.
Ho'il, yeah.
Ho'il.
That's
Is it related?
related. Ho'il. I'm not sure if it's related to this. Ho'il also means to begin. It's also interpreted as mean to swear. I'm not sure if ma ho'il isn't what benefit does it have? Is that connected?
It's an odd word to me, by your Moshe. Okay.
Okay. But I will promise you that there's lots to be said about it, but we're not going
Oh, okay.
to.
Oh, good. Okay.
But the
Okay.
key is Vayitena b'Tzipora b'Tol Moshe. Okay. And Tzipora wants to marry, is in each mystery, doesn't know about it, but it's clear that this is not going to be really an intimate relationship. So I want to see this. This is Rabbah reads this, and Tzipora, the bird, right? Miad rastat Tzipora acharav. Tzipora runs after him back to the well to get him. Tzipora, like a bird, right? She literally flies back to him. She brings her. And brings her. Lama the Tzipora. This is drastic. Why is she called Tzipora? She tira habayit. She cleaned the house like a bird. And the Marzu commentary on the Medrash says that she maket kol pirur, that she picked up every little crumb. I feel katan in the little swine. That's the bird you pick up. Achin makom naki, until everything's clean. Kach tira beit avia mikol tuma vavoda right? She's oh.
Oh,
One of those monotheists, huh? So she goes, her husband, her
it sounds like
father's
Rivka,
Kohen. What?
not Rivka, Rachel. It sounds like Rachel.
It's not, Lavan specifically says that, right? Lavan says Tiyati Abayit when his crazy uncle Abraham comes. Says, Tiyati Abayit, and Rashi says that Tiyati min avodah zarah, because Lavan knows that crazy uncle Abe is this monotheist, so we better get rid of all the avodah zarah. So Tzipora was so eager to have this Moshe here. She cleans it out like a tzipor.
So this is
But
one of your things about a name
nominative
predicting
determinism, yes.
behavior. What?
Nominative determinism, yes. Yeah. So Midrash does it all the time. We're always taking names and look at it. But the Emek Dabar notices here is Vayitein et tzipor bito l'Moshe. What's missing from that phrase?
That she wanted it. I don't know.
Okay. So here's what his argument. Lo k'tiv kan lo li'isha. Normally we give
Oh,
li'isha. Glashona mikra
okay.
b'kol makom, like every other use of this term in Tanakh. Tain
Okay.
li'isha, just give it to him. Mishum demashmu lo li'isha. So if it said lo li'isha, u'lechlo chayav, to mean they would share their lives, li'ol lo le'ezer, to be a helpmate, ezer k'negdo for him. Hashem ain't kam b'moshe. Moshe that wasn't going to be like that. Shemuv dal min Hashem. He was something separate, even at that point. Lo haita lo le'ezer. She really wasn't an ezer k'negdo for him.
Even then, he was
Even then,
something
this is what
special.
I said. There's a hint that even at that, right, when they get married, there's still this Moshe's just in this a different world. He's still
Okay.
Moshe Rabbeinu, even he's not Moshe Rabbeinu yet. That's a hint. And then we see them when they go down to Egypt, right?
I mean, they do
Moshe.
have two children
They
together,
have
so.
children, right? So he's not perishing in Isha at this point, right? Obviously.
Okay.
But the
Okay.
relationship with his children, also, we've talked about before, was not a close one. Banav. So they're going to Egypt, and Moshe takes his wife and his two children, by Kibbeh, and he puts them on the donkey, by Yeshev, and they go back to Egypt. Moshe, and he takes the staff, he's going to do these. By he, Baderach Malo. And we have the famous hotel incident. As we're
Oh,
going, but
she,
Hashem, Vayakesh, and he has an encounter with God, and he's going to die. Very mysterious. But Vatikach Tzipora Tsar, and so Tzipora takes a sharp rock. Okay, this is still this late Stone Age here. That's her kitchen knife. V'techrot et orlat bana, and she gives her son a brit milah, v'tagaber laglav, and throws it to his feet, to Moshe's feet. V'tomer, and she says, ki chatan damim atali. You are a groom of blood for me. You're going to be the death of me yet.
And that refers to Moshe, not the boy. Okay.
It's ambiguous. We're going to read it that way, right? That this is
Okay.
okay. This is Rashi on this. That Malach Moshe, right? A Malach comes. The king of Moshe is mortally threatened. Official Mal at Eliezer Beno. So he didn't give his younger son a Rebbe. And since he didn't take it seriously, he took the Brit Mila casually. He was being threatened with death.
Nitra shale is what?
That's what I try. The translated as acted kala'achar yad, treated it casually, didn't take it
Okay.
seriously. Tanya and the bright of it says, "I'm Rabbi Yossi, chas v'shalom. There's no way that can be. Lo nitra shale. It's not that Moshe didn't take Mila seriously. Elamar Moshe said, Amol, if I didn't breathe, he's right. He's 8 days old now. But Hashem told me to go on this mission. If I give him beat meal and then leave, the baby's in danger. Right? We can't just walk out here with a baby with a fresh wound. But Amul, but if I give him beat meal now and wait 3 days, God commanded me to go. I'm going to wait 3 days for the fulfill God's command. Seeing it very similar to the way we read about the Perish Mina Isha. It's like, I don't want to wait even a moment. God told me I'm going to do it right now. He's focused on the mission. He can't attend to the needs of his family. Okay,
So
so
Eliezer was like 10 days old when this happens. He's a baby.
right, I'm still right. So he's 8 days old. If you Hashem says you got a Brit Mila, right?
Yeah, but it's not like he's 3 years old when it
Right,
happened.
right,
He's
right. Right. Clearly, if we're reading this as about Brit Mila, then it's got to be right when it was due, as opposed to.
yeah.
Okay, so Tzipora takes the matters in our own hand. Okay, we're going to deal with this. You'll be the death. And then Tzipora disappears. At the story, Moshe goes down, meets Aaron, goes to Egypt. We see Tzipora at all. And the only time we see her back is when we realize retrospectively that she really did disappear, that she went back to her father's house. Because when Bnei Yisrael come to Har Sinai, Yitro comes with his daughter and the kids
So
from
she
Midian.
wasn't at Har Sinai?
Well, he comes before mom. She wasn't in Egypt. She
Oh,
joined them at Har Sinai.
okay.
Okay?
So
Right?
Yitro was also at Har Sinai.
Right. Yeah, he was definitely in Har Sinai, right? And Moshe talks to him about it afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, but Yitro comes, and this is before mom Har Sinai. Moshe takes Yitro, father-in-law Moshe, takes Tzipora, the wife of Moshe, after he had sent her away.
And the sending away is not in the text.
That's correct. The
Okay.
Rashi says that. What does Achashu Oka mean? That Hashem told them, go to Egypt, and it says that Moshe brought them at least to the Malon. And then by Aaron goes to greet him, Bahar and meets him at Har Sinai. That when they meet in the Sinai Desert, that's the Malon. Amar lo, and Aaron says, "Mihei malalo." This is I'm just putting words here. Who are these, right, bro? Amar lo, zoishti shenaseti b'midyan. This is my wife. I got married. Ve'elu banai. These are my kids. Amar lo, so Aaron says, "Hechan tamolechan." Where are you taking them? Amar lo, that's right. We're going out to Egypt, right? Amar lo, so Aaron says, "Al rishanim anu b'starim." We're all worried about the Jews who are there now, but Tabalo and you're going to bring more into, right? They're enslaved, right? Why are you bringing to Egypt? Amarla. So he tells her, "Lachi beit avich, go back to your father's house." Not lashnei panah, v'alchala. She takes her two kids and leaves.
Okay.
Right, that's for Shilcheh.
But
Mechilta
that's
goes.
not a Perush Me'isha kind of feeling. That's
No.
to protect her or something.
Right. But Mechilta does go further than that, right? But it says the Mechilta on this by Kach Tzipora Achar Shiluchah is Rabbi Yeshua Omer Achar Sheniftara Bimenu Beget.
Ah,
A lot stronger than that, right? The
yeah.
no, go.
Because the word
Okay.
lishloach is a get word.
Yes, Shilcha, that's exactly the word there when by a get. Shilcha sounds a lot stronger than go home temporarily, but this was real. This is you're not gonna be part of my mission. Go. So Ezra actually interesting says that achar shiluchah can be interpreted two different ways, and they're both right. One is that Moshe sent her away, and the other is that she wanted to come back. She's the one who wanted to come back to join him back at Mamre Sinai. So this is Ibn Ezra, achar shiluchah. Yesh rabim achar shenatan la reshut b'malon olechet l'beit aviyah. After he tells her not to, yeah, but give her permission to go back at them alone, it's time. We should rule about Doeth Mitzrayim when Moshe went to Mitzrayim. Yes, remember, you can interpret this. Achar shiluchah, after she sent, after her sending, not where she was sent, Doronot Elav. She's sending gifts to him.
She what?
Is sending gifts to him. Shiluchah Doronot Elav. Achar shiluchah,
Her
after
sending.
she sent to him. Not after
Okay.
she was sent. You can grammatically work both ways.
Yeah.
And he quotes this by about Paro and Shlomo says, "Be not shiluchim lebito." He sent gifts to his daughter, Eshet Shlomo, sending to them. So the Machalkei Mayim, Asher Yuval, who is the chutan of Amos Chacham. Mayim is a fascinating website. It's got all these different types. He says, "Mikol Ela Ola Sha Hayashiluach." That surely he Sipra was sent away. The Zirat Gilgal Achara, and they want to keep turn the cir turn turn things full circle. Moshe until it comes back and Sipora sends for Moshe that she wants to come back. Arguing that Sipora knows what being married to Moshe Rabbeinu means. She's had that, right? She was Vaitain. Lo the Moshe, not the Isha. Moshe's gone off to Egypt without her, but she still comes back to this relationship now at Mamre Har Sinai. So arguing that she knows what she's getting into. And that's a sacrifice that she's going to
But
make.
it says Yitro brought her. She didn't come on her
Ah,
own.
but that's what he brings Shiluchah, that she sent for, that she Yitro brought
Oh,
her
oh,
after
oh,
she
oh.
sent for Moshe.
Oh,
The argument of
oh,
this
oh.
reading.
Right.
Okay,
Okay,
he says
okay.
that she wants back, and that, and she's going to say oy neshotem, oy for their wives, but the sacrifice she's going to make. This is still important to her to be with Moshe here, and her sacrifice is literally become invisible. She's lost, and this is the way Yovel concludes. Sipora shofia ziriza, the Sipora who appears is so eager. Mahirak Sipora is speeding, is flying like a bird. Moshe and her love for Moshe. Mila, and sharp is the rock to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, Baderech, Legulat Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, right? And the contrast there with rest of Bnei Yisrael, Shalol Malu Kol Tam Shanim. The Bnei Yisrael didn't keep the Brit Mila, right?
Is that right?
But it says that's why they had to do Brit Mila at right before they offered the Korban Pesach, because they weren't Mal in Egypt.
Oh.
Right? I mean, she's converted to Judaism, so obviously she's much more enthusiastic than all the born Jews. That's the way things work. Right? She cares about being Mila right at that point. Alechet lemet min ayin. She goes and disappears. From our parsha, from Yitro on. Vahim is Keret b'shma b'palma achrona, and this is the last time she's mentioned by name, in parsha Yitro, when she comes back to Moshe. She comes back to Moshe and disappears. What happened in those 40 years? The Torah is sealed. Doesn't tell us. We don't know. So I'm left with not a conclusion so much, but a realization that Moshe Pirush Min Isha, I'd argue, is with the, not so much that he has abandoned Tzipora, but Tzipora knows that this is what it means to be married to him. And this is something she goes into.
It reminds me of
Well,
the Rabbi Akiva story. You know, he abandons his wife.
and when she comes back, she
How
says,
many years? 20 years? How many
something like
years?
that, right?
twice, 7 and 7 or something.
Yeah, right. And when she comes back, she says that if you need to go another 20, it'll be fine too.
Yeah.
Right.
And also that we don't think too much about, wait a minute, is this a good thing? He leaves his wife, probably kids, to go study
Obviously, he had a
Torah. You know,
daughter.
Rabbi Akiva, it's always a
Right. It's, I mean,
questionable.
but that's, I think that's true, not just in the Jewish sense, but in a lot of things, right? We have my nerve surgeon example. That is true a lot of times that, you're dedicated to some greater cause.
Yeah.
Family gets lost behind there. And
But she knew, like
that's
she's not
important.
this little victim.
I
She
think you can
went
argue
into
that
it
she's
with
not a
her eyes
victim.
open, and this was
And
her life.
the fact that she came back to Mount Har Sinai
Yeah.
was that she was going to live. That
Yeah.
was
Achar
an argument.
shiluchah, her sendings.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. It's a grammatical, it's good, it works. Yeah.
Right.
All right, very
Okay.
interesting.
And we'll stop here.
Good luck on Shabbat morning. What